Today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. We're holding on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, and the Mishnah had said, "Ubekol makom ein mochrin behemagasa." We said that you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa to a guy wherever you are. So my timer, what's the reason that you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa? Nehidul Ravia lo cheshinan. Granted, we're not going to be concerned that the guy is going to commit bestiality with the behema because we already discussed that he's chasal behemto. He's not going to want to ruin his animal. So, but mav be malacha cheshinon. But we are choshesh that he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, and that's going to be a violation of shvisas behemto. So says Mar, why is that a violation of anything? Veneve, let him do malacha. Kiven dezavna kanya. It's his. There's no isra of a guy doing malacha with his own animal on Shabbos. So Gemara says, no. Gzeri mishum she'elu mishum schiros. If we were to allow you to sell a behema gasa, you might come to lend or to rent your behema to a guy, and then he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos, and that's going to be a violation of Shvisas Behema. Says Gemara, She'ila Kanya, Va'agra Kanya. But when you lend it to him, or when you rent it to him, he's Kona. So during the time that he is borrowing it, during the time that he's renting it, it has the status of his animal. So it's not yours at all. So why would it be a problem of him using it to work on Shabbos? So Gemara says a different possibility of what the problem is. Ela Amar Rami Bered Rav Yeva Mishum Nisyone, Gzeri Mishum Nisyone. There's it with a Chamer Gzeira that we're afraid that as you're selling it to him, he's going to want to take it for a test drive. He's going to want to test it out before the deal is complete. Sometimes you might come to do the deal with him to try to sell it to him just before Shabbos begins. And after Shkia Sachama, the guy is going to say to the Jew, come and test out the animal and let's see if it works properly, but it's still your animal. And you're going to say, yeah, look, I'll show you that it works properly, and you'll instruct the animal, you'll give a command to the animal, and the animal, by hearing your voice, by hearing the Jew's voice, is gonna go and is gonna do something. And you're happy that it is going because that's going to help you seal the deal in making this sale of the animal. And therefore, it's going to be a violation of leading an animal on Shabbos. And someone who does that, even if it's only through his voice, through voice commands, he's nevertheless going to be chayiv chatas. So we see that even when the malacha is done by voice commands alone, that could be enough of a maisa that a person could be chayiv a carbon chatas for, which has interesting practical ramifications for modern technology. But the bottom line is, over here, in order to avoid this possibility, the chamir gzeira, that you're never allowed to sell a behema gasu to a guy ever, even if it's not Erev Shabbos. But we did mention that the concern is not if he borrows or rents it, because when he borrows or rents it, then it's not the Jew's violation of Shvisas Behema when the guy uses it. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Maske from Shisha Breid Ravidi, Uschirus Mikanya, is it true that when someone rents an animal, the animal becomes his? Vatnan, but don't we have a Mishnah later on that we're going to see in a few days from now, that you're not allowed to rent a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael because we're afraid that you're going to come to sell it to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and that would be a violation of Nisa D'Oraisa called Lo Sichanim, that you're not allowed to give Chaniya Bekarka, you're not allowed to give a guy the ability to live in to ownership of property in Eretz Yisrael. So Af B'Makom Shom L'Haskir, and even where we do rent to a guy, like in Chutz Laretz, Lola Beis Dira Amru. Like in Chutz Laretz where you're allowed to rent it to him, Lola Beis Dira Amru. You're not allowed to rent it to him for the sake of living there. Because we're afraid that he's going to bring Avodah Zarah into the house. So you have a guy renting an apartment from you in Chutz Laretz, so there's no problem with the rental per se, but if he brings Avodah Zarah into it, you're going to be in violation of Lo Savi Toeva El Beisecha. He's going to be bringing a Toeva into your house. But if we were to really hold that when someone rents something, he acquires it and he becomes the owner of it for the duration of his rental, when the guy brings the avodah zarah into his house, he's bringing it into his own house. It's not considered your house anymore. It's his own house because he's renting it. So why is it that over here we say that when you rent an animal to a guy and he works that animal on Shabbos, it's not your problem. It's not a violation of shvisas behema at all. Because it belongs to the guy, yet we have a Mishnah later on that tells us that renting a house to a guy and the guy brings an avodah zarah into the house, it is your violation of lo savi toev el besecha. So it says Marashayni avodah chavim dechamira, del siv lo savi toev el besecha. Avodah zarah is always more chamur. So since that case is about an avodah zarah, we're always going to be a little more machmir and inyanim relating to avodah zarah. Maskev haritza breder mishashia uschirus mikanya, but I'll challenge you again. Is it true that Tzchirus is Kone? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah in the 11th Perek of Maseches Trumos. Yisrael Shesachar Para Me Kohen. A Jew rents a cow from a Kohen, even though the Jew, the Yisrael, a non-Kohen rents a cow from a Kohen, even though the Yisrael is the one responsible for feeding the cow, Yachilena Karshine Truma, he's allowed to feed the cow Truma that he happens to have in his Rishus, if let's say he got it as an inheritance from his maternal grandfather who was a Kohen, because this is an animal that belongs to a Kohen, and an animal that belongs to a Kohen is allowed to feed, is allowed to eat Truma. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. Nefesh means even nefesh behema. The Kohen shesachar parami Yisrael, and if a Kohen rents a cow from a Yisrael, Aval Pisha Mizonoseha Alav, even though the Kohen's responsible for feeding the animal, Lo Yachilana Karshini Truma, he's not allowed to feed it Truma. So the Gemara says, so this is a problem. If you really hold that when you rent something, you become the owner of it for the duration of the rental period, Amailo Yachilana Paradidehi, why can't the Kohen feed the animal that he's renting Truma? After all, it is his cow. Elish Mamina, Schirus Lo Kanya. Now we see from here that when you rent something, you do not become the owner of it. So therefore, when you rent a cow to a guy, and the guy does malacha with it on Shabbos, it is your violation of shvisas behema. V'hashadam et schirus lokanya, gzerim mishum schirus, gzerim mishum she'ela, gzerim mishum nisyone. Now that we say that schirus is not kona, so she'ela is also not kona. So now, l'maskana sagamara, the reason why you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a guy, and we'll make this the main point, the reason one is not allowed to sell a behema gasa to a guy is because he may... you may come to rent it or lend it and he'll use it on Shabbos, which would be a violation of Shvisas Behema. Or, just before the sale is finalized, he may ask you to give it a test run and it will be on Shabbos and that will be a violation of Mechamer. So all of those reasons, Lemaskanas HaGemara, are valid reasons. Now the Gemara brings two stories of Amoraim, which discuss possible heterim of selling a behema gasa. Ravada Sharil is buni chamra ayada de safsira. Ravada allowed a Jew to sell a donkey to a guy through a middleman who serves as like an agent. And he explained that the reason is that there's no concern over here. Imishum nisyone, halo yada lekali delza machamasei. Why, you're worried that the agent's voice is going to lead the animal? The animal has no familiarity with the agent. And the Jew who's selling it is not in the picture at all. He's not actually physically present. Vimishum sheilu schirus, and if the gzeira that you're going to be concerned about is that you're going to come to lend or to rent, kivin dolo didehi, lo moshav lo magir. Since it's not his animal, that the person who's actually going through with the sale is not selling his own animal, he's serving as an agent, so there's no concern that he's going to come to lend or rent. Va'od mishum delo nigli be muma. Another reason we have to worry about lending or renting is he wants to sell it, he's not going to lend or rent it, because then the person may discover a mum, may discover a blemish, may discover a problem with the animal. And then another story. Rav Huna Zabin Ahi Paralovit Chavim Amrle Rav Chista My time of in Marhachi. Rav Huna sold a cow to Novit Chavim, and Rav Chis said, called Rav Huna out on it. He said, why did you do this? It's also to do this. It says in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa to Novit Chavim. Amr Lei, Amor l'shchita zavna. We could assume that this guy is buying it to shecht it, and since he's not using it to work at all, he wants to eat its meat. We don't have to worry about the concerns of selling a behemah gasa to a guy. Meaning, there's no concern that he's going to work with it on Shabbos or anything like that, because he doesn't plan on working with this animal whatsoever. And who says that you're allowed to assume that? How do I know that that we say such a thing, that when it comes to the chashash of lifne iver, we assume lahakel, we assume that that probably the guy only wants it for shechita, and we have the right to be makel on such a thing. So ditnan, it's because the Mishnah says b'shamei omrim lo yimkar adam parach reshes b'shviyus. A person is not allowed to sell a cow that plows during the shemitah year. Beisel matirim, but beisel says mutim reshiachol l'shochta, because the guy might want it to shecht it, so he's not going to go plow with it during shemitah year. You could assume he's using it to shecht it. It says Gemara, Amar Rabba, mi dami. Can you really compare the two cases? So can you compare our situation to a shemitah halacha? Hasamein adam utzuv al shvisas behem to b'shviyus. There's no din of shvisas behem during Shemitah. There is a din of Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. So if you have to worry that the Mocher himself is going to violate the Yisr, so you can't be told Lahakel on that. So Abai wonders about what Rabbah just said, that it all depends on whether the person himself is Mitzuva or not. So Amalei Abaye, v'chol heichad adam Mitzuva. Aser, whenever a person is mitzvah on something himself, so it's going to be aser. Vare sada dada mitzvah al shvisa sadeu v'shvias. A field, the person is mitzvah on his own field during Shemitah. Utnan, and yet the Mishnah tells us, b'shamei omrim, lo yimkar adam sde nir b'shvias. A person cannot sell, Yisrael is chashar al shvias, a plowed field during Shemitah, because Mistama, it's going to be used for planting, and that's going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver. But Beisil Matirim Reshiachal Hovira. Beisil says it's permissible because maybe they won't plant with it that year. So Beisil is Tola Lakula, even on a field which a person is Mitzuva al Shvisasa. So too by an animal, where a person is Mitzuva on Shvisas Behemto on Shabbos, we should also be Tola Lakula. So why by Shabbos are we so Machmir? Mask of Ravashi, we call Hecha Deino the Mitzuva Shari. So the Gemara asks another Kashan Rabbah, and whenever a person is not Mitzuva, it's going to automatically be Mutzer? Vare Kalim. What about plowing utensils? Deino the Mitzuva al Shvisas Kalim b'Shvias. There's no din of Shvisas Kalim during Shemitah. Utnan. And yet the Mishnah says in the fifth paragraph of Shvias, Elin Kalim Sheino the Marashi and the Mochon b'Shvias. The following are Kalim that you're not allowed to sell during Shemitah. Hamacharisha, v'kol Kelaha, a plow and all of the associated Kalim, all the yoke, v'hamizra, and the thing that they that they use to separate the grain from the chaff, v'hadeker, and the like the shovel or the hoe that they would dig into the ground with. So you see that even though a person is not mitzuva on Shvisas Kalim, we're still not Tola Lahakel. So based on this, the Gemara says, Elam Ravashi, there's no chilik between the person being mitzuva on something or not. Kol heichadika lemitla talinan. Whenever there's some sort of possible explanation of how the person is going to use it in a mutter way, like a cow that we could assume that it's going to be used for shechita, a plowed field, we could assume it may be left fallow, unplanted for the following year, and the person is just buying it right now, because you never know when you have another real estate opportunity. So all of these things, we could assume leheter. V'afal gav de mitzuva, even if the person is mitzuva on the shvisa of these items. V'kal heicha deleka lemitli, lo talinon afal gav de ena mitzuva. But when there's nothing to be tola on, like by Kalim, where if he wants to use it the next year, why is he buying it now? So obviously he's buying these kalim now because he wants to use them now. Then even if the person is not mitzuva, we cannot be tola. So that ultimately is the maskana of the Gemara. So let's make a main point over here. The Gemara tells two stories where we allow selling a behemah gasa. One is through a middleman, and the other is when there's what to be tola, that the person is going to use it in a mutter way, like for shechita. When we could be told that the person is going to use it in a mutter way, like for shechita. Okay, so we're well into Daf Tesvav Amud Bet. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Rabba Zavin Hahu Chamara.